FHE Kitchen Crafts. Won't your family be surprised when you serve them soup from and in a pumpkin? You can prepare these recipes for lunch or dinner with help from a parent or another older person. The spiral bread or the crispy butterscotch sundaes would also make a good family home evening treat. Pumpkin Soup by Paula Weed. The ingredients: 3 cups canned pumpkin, 3 cups heavy cream, 1 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, 1/8 teaspoon of nutmeg, and a medium-sized fresh pumpkin, if available, 2 cups of grated Swiss cheese, and chopped chives. 1. In a large saucepan, stir together the pumpkin, the cream, and the milk. Place on low heat. Mix in the sugar, salt, pepper, and the nutmeg. Continue cooking on low. Do not boil it for 10 to 15 minutes or until hot. 2. If a pumpkin is available, wash it, then cut off its top and remove the seeds and the matter that clings to the sides. 3. Pour the hot soup into the pumpkin tureen bowl. Put on the lid and place it on the dinner table. 4. From the pumpkin tureen, ladle the soup into the bowls and top with grated Swiss cheese and chopped chives. Note, instead of bowls, you could use small hollowed-out pumpkins. Spiral Bread by Paula Weed. Ingredients: 1 loaf frozen whole wheat bread dough and 1 loaf frozen white bread dough. 1. Thaw the bread loaves according to the package directions. 2. On a lightly floured surface, roll out each bread loaf into a 7-inch by 14-inch, 18-centimeter by 36-centimeter rectangle. 3. Place the rectangles of dough on top of each other, then starting with a long side, roll them together and cut the roll in half. 4. Grease 2 4 by 8 inches, 10-centimeter by 20-centimeter loaf pans. Place 1 roll in each pan, cover with a clean cloth, and let the dough rise 1 hour or until it is over the top of each pan. 5. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit, 190 degrees centigrade, for 25 to 30 minutes or until golden brown. 6. Using hot pads, carefully turn each pan on its side on a cooling rack and gently shake the pan to remove the bread. Stand the bread upright on the rack to cool completely. Crispy Butterscotch Sundaes. Ingredients: 1/4 cup of butter, 1 1/2 cups of brown sugar, 2/3 cups of light corn syrup, 2/3 cup of heavy cream, 1/2 gallon vanilla ice cream, crispy topping. See the recipe below. 1. In a medium saucepan, melt the butter over medium heat. 2. Stir in the brown sugar and the corn syrup. Mix in the cream, bring to a boil. Boil 2 to 3 minutes, then let cool. 3. Serve a few tablespoons of butterscotch sauce over a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Then top with the crispy topping, with the recipe included below. The crispy topping: 3/4 cup of brown sugar, the first ingredient, 1/2 cup of butter, 2 1/2 cups crisp rice cereal, 1 1/4 cups of coconut, 1 cup of chopped pecans. 1. In a medium saucepan, cook the brown sugar and the butter over medium heat until melted. Mix in the remaining ingredients. 2. Spread the mixture evenly over a 10-inch by 15-inch by 1-inch, 25-centimeter by 38-centimeter by 2.5-centimeter jelly roll pan. 3. Bake at 300 degrees Fahrenheit, 150 degrees centigrade, for 15 to 20 minutes, stirring and turning every 5 minutes. And you can use that to sprinkle on top of the sundaes. End of Kitchen Crafts. End of the section on Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend